Our starting quarterback is Matt Schaub, and I think Sage did an outstanding job, obviously, in the opportunities that he had last year. I think if you look at this league, I think there were over 60-some-odd players that started at the quarterback position last year. And so it's very, very important that you have a good backup that can go in the game and that your team feels comfortable with and that you don't feel like you miss a beat when he's in the game. And we certainly feel fortunate that we've got a guy like Sage in that position for us.
What is the difference?
You do. I think there's any number of combination of things that you look for. I think obviously when you talk about the various positions, you've got athletic qualities and things that you look for based on position parameters and that kind of thing. I think you look at character. What kind of guy is he? I think the most important thing, in my opinion, is his body of work on the football field. You know, we're looking for football players, and so We like guys that are good character, high quality guys that are passionate about the game of football. And so that's really, you know, what we look for. And how you measure all those things, you know, you're taking into consideration how he plays the game, how fast he is, how big he is, what kind of kid is he off the field. All those things, I think, are things that you look for to paint an entire picture of what a guy looks like and if he's going to come in and fit into your locker room and on your team.
You do all that work, but there's going to be a handful of players every year that don't first rounders that don't make it.
Yeah, I think it is. I think what you've got to do is this is not an exact science, and if you're diligent about your preparation and your evaluation and your, you know, all the research that you do, I think it just gives you a chance to get it right, and that's why it's important that you work extremely hard in this whole evaluation process, because all we're trying to do is give ourselves a chance to get it right on draft day. You know, I don't think that has a whole bunch to do with it. I think it's ability is what we really look for. And certainly if a guy has not had the pounding that maybe another guy has, maybe that has a little bit of an edge. But by and large, you know, what you're going to count on is how good is a runner is he? Does he fit your system? Yeah, I like him. Obviously, a fast kid, explosive kid. He's a good runner. You know, I think he had, you know, started a little slow this year, but I think he came on as the year progressed, and you know, I think he even had a couple fumble problems and some of those types of things. But boy, you watch him as a mid to the latter part of the season, and he really came on and had a productive season. I think he's going to be a good back in this league. I think the Wonderlic, you know, much like any other standardized tests, I think it has a place. I don't think it's the end all to be all that measures a kid's intelligence or his aptitude, but it's a measuring stick. So you know, it's not the end all to be all, but you know, it's one way to assess intelligence. Well, I think what that speaks to is that there's some positions that require a little more ability to reason or to think and that kind of thing. So what you're doing is you're looking at one position versus another position, and you've got to have a guy that's a little bit quicker, you know, that thinks a little bit quicker or that has a little bit more ability to function versus another position. So, you know, again, it's a measure of intelligence in some respects, but not the end all to be all. Well, you know, I tell you what, I think back when you ask a question like that, I think back to last year with a kid like Jacoby Jones that we ended up taking in the third round from Lane College. And what you want to see is really the big question when you're dealing with a small school kid is when he gets to the big stage, is it going to be too big for him? You know, is he going to be able to handle, you know, all the things that are, you know, at this level. And so what you want to see is you want to see a guy who looks like he belongs. And so certainly when you talk about all-star games and you talk about the combine, it's important that those guys come and that they're not overwhelmed and that you get a sense that when he makes the step, it's not going to be too big for him. So yeah, it's important for those guys you know, to show that they belong, I think.
Drills get all the highlights.
Well, again, I think all of these things are ways that we evaluate. It's a total process, and I don't think you can look at one individual thing in a vacuum and say, boy, he did this at the combine, so we're going to take him, or his value has significantly increased because he did this. I think it's the combination of things. I think you look at the whole picture, and so the medical piece is important because you want guys that are going to be on the field and going to play for you, and so that's very, very important, and our medical staffs, as do all the medical staffs here from all 32 teams, do a really, really good job of examining the guys and finding out where they are medically, and I think that's important.
Obviously, you guys do a lot of research on the prospects that are in the draft, but you get 15 minutes to meet with them a year. How much can you really get from 15 minutes? What are some of the telling questions that you ask that might get you the daily answer?
Well, hopefully what you've done is you have already identified some of the things that you need to, if there are issues with a particular player and that you've got questions about, you've already done enough research that you can pretty much get to that pretty quickly within the 15 minutes. But by and large, what that 15 minutes is, it's a general feeling about a guy. I can look at a guy and talk to a guy and have our coaches do so and see if there's if we feel like we feel good about the guy as a person. I think you can assess that in 15 minutes. And again, if there's some issues that you think that you are that are problematic that you want to get addressed, I think you can do that in that time frame.
Can you ask them questions? I know a lot of it goes over family and things like that. What's your favorite question to ask?
I don't know. There are any number of questions. One thing that I like to ask guys is, this league is hard, and there's a lot of pressure involved in this league, and so you want to one of the things that you're constantly trying to assess is how's a guy gonna respond when it's tight, when it's hard, when it's pressure. And so a lot of times I will ask guys, what's the most difficult thing you've had to experience in your life, and how'd you fight through it? What'd you do? How'd you approach it? Just to kind of get a guy's mindset about how he's gonna react when things get tough.
Were you surprised franchise tag was used so widespread this year, and also on the types of players that were tagged?
No, it wasn't surprising. I think more and more, I think what teams are trying to do is keep their good players. And that's certainly a tool that we have on the club side to do that. And I think, as you look across the league and you look at free agency, I think more and more you're going to see teams try to keep their good players. I think in today's world with the salary cap, it's important that you draft well. And I stood up here last year and said, we're going to try to build through the draft. Well, what does that mean? Well, to me, what that means is you do a good job in your draft. You select players that are going to fit your system and that are going to be good for your team. And then you recognize that and get those guys under contract long term. And you continue to build that way. And you supplement via free agency. It may be a player here or a player there. But by and large, you're going to build your football team with good young players through the draft. And when you do that, you get those guys under contract. And so I think that's the trend. That's what you're seeing teams do. I think it works for your salary cap management. And so I think the franchise tag is a way that we can do that. And I think that's what you're seeing. I think it's fast. That's the first thing. I just did an interview on Sirius Radio, and he was on just before I was, and boy, an electric player, explosive. Going to be a good player in this league. It's one thing you can't coach is speed.
How would you evaluate the secondary in this draft? Talent and safety, cornerback.
You know what? I don't do that publicly. I try to stay away from what I think about a particular position or the draft as a whole. I think it's our job to look at the draft and assess value for our football team and where we think guys fit. And again, just to give us a chance on draft day to be good. So I tend not to really not to do that.
How did GMs avoid letting ego get in the way in personnel decisions? I'm talking about your quarterback situation. Obviously, you gave Shaw a lot of money, you gave a lot of picks. What if in the world of Rosenfels is a little better? Would you start him or shop the guy? How do you make a decision without letting ego get in?
I think that to me always plays itself out on the football field. And that's what will happen. And if you do that, I don't think you can let finances, I don't think you can let ego, I don't think you can let anything stand in the way of playing the best football players, because that's going to give you the best chance to go win games on Sunday. And so, all those things get played out exactly where they're supposed to, and that's on the field.